The boundaries have been broken.
Welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Some men you just can't reach. I don't like it any more than you men.
This is Jeff Beck. I'm your host for
The Truth Is No Defense.
Welcome to the broadcast. This is the 26th edition of Truth Is No Defense. Just before the Canadian government pressured an American telecom company to pull the plug on VNN's internet service, I had scheduled an interview with Simon Shepherd at heretical.com. A few weeks later, on August 7th, while writing Simon back with a new interview time, I noticed this statement at the top of his web page. 7 August 2006, Simon Shepherd has been charged with 10 counts under the Jew incitement to racial hatred laws, and Luke O'Farrell with 2 counts. Arrested? I couldn't believe it. This right after VNN service was cut? I began to smell the Jew rat at work. Anyway, I invite everyone listening to visit Simon's website and read the O'Farrell column. Linder has called O'Farrell one of Britain's finest living writers. Tonight, I'd like to summarize the history of persecution as documented by Simon Shepherd, which both Simon and Luke have suffered at the hands of the UK's Zionist tyranny. But first, let's start with a previous incident. About 6 years ago, back in the summer of 2000. That summer, Simon was arrested for the crime of publishing or distributing racially inflammatory material. Never mind that Mr. Shepherd was expressing what ought to be a fundamental right in any free society, the right to freely express political speech. In this case, distributing leaflets in support of the British National Party's Euro election campaign in the Avenues area of Hull. Rather than being supported by the BNP, the leadership were furious, and Simon was consequently expelled from the party. The case itself began with the swearing in of a jury, one of whom was Chinese, another an obvious queer, and the rest disinterested-looking types. Simon refused to plead, and a not guilty plea was entered. Simon's defense was that, as the Jews were expelled from England by King Edward I in 1290 AD, and the edict of expulsion had not been revoked, Jews currently living in England were illegal immigrants. The Jews brought back into England by Cromwell had not been given legal rights, but in the 1830s and 1850s the right to vote and stand in Parliament had been granted to them in contradiction to the unrevoked 1290 edict. As Jewish lawyers and MPs were in the country illegally and had devised and initiated the various Race Relation Acts and Public Order Act, with the craven support of Gentile MPs, these laws were invalid. There were 17 people who were allegedly offended by the content and made a statement to the police against Simon. Only two of these, both women, took the stand and swore that they had been offended by the leaflet's content, although they failed to mention that they were both Labor Party activists. On cross-examination by Simon, both admitted that the leaflet had not incited them to hate people of other races. So how could the leaflets have been likely to incite racial hatred? The next day, the juror retired. Then, at approximately 10 a.m., they returned a mere 25 minutes later with a unanimous guilty verdict on both charges. Shepard was sentenced to 9 months imprisonment. After the verdict, Simon applied for home detention, which was denied. The reason stated, in part, the HDC said, because, quote, "You have stated that you have no intention of abstaining from your offending behavior, i.e. publishing racist and sexist material. The fact is that because of your views regarding incitement to racial and sexual hatred, you are viewed as a danger to the public and to women and people from ethnic minority backgrounds in particular." So, just this month, in fact, on August 7th, Simon Shepard, this time with columnist Luke O'Farrell, were both charged with incitement to racial hatred. The events which unfolded on August 7th were preceded by a March 2005 raid on Simon's apartment. In his own words, he writes, "Police broke down the door early in the morning, and, sitting up in bed, I was placed under arrest, taken away in handcuffs, and detained for several hours, during which I was interviewed three times by two distinct police forces. The arrest was on suspicion of incitement to racial hatred, particularly in respect of the Tales of the Hollow Hoax comic book." Then, on the 2nd of April, 2006, a second raid on Simon Shepard and the first raid on Luke O'Farrell. Shepard writes, "I was very angry this time at waking up to see almost a dozen riot-clad police at the foot of my bed. My first reaction was to say, 'I don't know how you all can live with yourselves. Your heads are so far up the Jew's ass.'" May 24, 2006. "Attended bail and was met by two officers from the Lincolnshire Police who wanted, quote, 'my assistance,' end quote, in stitching up someone who had put a message on an internet guestbook I had programmed. When I refused, I was rearrested. June 14, 2006, rebailed to appear on 14th June 2006. We are beginning to suspect that in being subject to raids, we are being used for practice. There are credible reports that nationalists in the home counties, i.e. around London, are being used by security services, MI5 and whatever, as, quote, training opportunities, end quote, for agents practicing surreptitious entry, lock-picking, psychological manipulation by obviously disturbing the contents of the premises, and other unpleasant tactics. August 7, 2006, charged. On inquiry, told the decision to press charges was made recently. The special branch officer in charge of the case refuses to elaborate. For myself, there's a total of 10 charges. And for Luke O'Farrell, 2 charges, as follows, for the publication of these inflammatory and racist publications. 1. Tales of a Hollow Hoax. 2. When the Goddamn Jews Take Over America. 3. Boat Ticket. 4. When the Niggers Take Over America. 5. The Swastika. 6. Auschwitz. The Holiday Camp for Kikes. 7. Evil Zionist Kikes. 8. Kike Wind Chimes. 9. 3 Parasites and a Funeral. 10. Diversity Equals Death. We were bailed to appear at Magistrates Court on 11 August 2006. The last entry is 11 August 2006 and includes this comment. And it's not as if we're threatened with being jailed in an American prison where we could be the prey of AIDS-infected AIDS-infected savages. But I don't think it will come to that. It is patently clear that if the prosecution had a good case against us, I would have been charged a year ago and Luke would have been charged months ago. They are struggling, and the sheer number of their charges illustrates their desperation. Well, thanks for listening tonight. And be sure to visit Simon's page at heretical.com.